Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. There's going to be lots of talk of the presidential debate coming up tonight, but do you know what local races will be on your ballot? The League of Women Voters and their main chapter offer several resources for nonpartisan election information. Here are a few. On the League of Women Voters elections website, vote411.org, you can sign up for personalized voting information based on where you live, including what will be on your town's ballot, the location of your polling place, and upcoming debates in your area. You can also check your voter registration there. That's vote411.org. The League has also launched a weekly email newsletter with elections-related information and updates and news. This week's topic is absentee voting. The League explains what it is and who qualifies, any registered voter in Maine. And it also has links to the state's website portal for requesting an absentee ballot. The last day to request a no-excuse absentee ballot is Thursday, October 31st. You can find more information and sign up for the League of Women Voters email lists at LWVME, League of Women Voters of Maine, so LWVME.org. Their election-specific site, again, is vote411.org. And as always, be sure to catch the Democracy Forum here on WERU-FM, produced in collaboration with the League of Women Voters of Downeast Maine. They are on the third Friday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is offering a free wildlife habitat management workshop this fall for those who are interested in supporting wildlife on their land. Along with the Aroostook Soil and Water Conservation District and Natural Resources Conservation Service, they are offering a day of habitat management education in Fort Fairfield and field work in Limestone on October 6th. The workshop will cover the principles of habitat management, habitat planning from beginning to end, forest stand improvement, apple tree management, food plot establishment and maintenance, and support programs. In the field, participants will get their hands on tools and equipment, including tractors, no-till drills, and seed spreaders. There will be a tour of a property and discussion of the lessons learned there and the results that management helped produce as you work towards your own wildlife habitat goals. That's happening on Sunday, October 6th, from 10 to 2 in Fort Fairfield and Limestone. The training is free and lunch is included. You need to pre-register, and you can do that now at Eventbrite for the Wildlife Habitat Management Workshop on Sunday, October 6th. And coming up tonight in Castine, the Wilson Museum is hosting a live and virtual presentation called Following the Footsteps of Our Ancestors, Repatriation in Atacameño Territory of Northern Chile by Patricia Ayala, PhD in Anthropology. The description says, quote, since the 19th century, the habitats of the Atacama Desert in northern Chile have coexisted with collecting, heritage, and museum practices. Since the late 20th century, Atacama communities have confronted archaeology and museums over significance, ownership, and rights over the bodies of their ancestors that were taken to national and international museums. The indigenous demands for respectful treatment of human bodies in Chile show the need for a repatriation law and new professional codes of ethics. End quote. The event is free. It's happening tonight at 7 in person at the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center in Castine or via Zoom. To register, go to the Wilson Museum's calendar of events at wilsonmuseum.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.